Have you ever found yourself lying awake at night, wondering why God is keeping you up? You've tried counting sheep, praying, and even drinking warm milk, but nothing seems to work. You're not alone. God has a way of waking us up in the still of the night, and it's often for a reason that may surprise you. Today, let's find out why he wakes us up at night and what he wants us to do, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. In Psalm 119 verse 62, David writes, "At midnight I rise to give you thanks, to declare your steadfast love." Sometimes God keeps us up at night to draw us closer to himself, to spend quality time with us, and to remind us of his love and faithfulness. It's as if he's saying, "Hey, I know you're busy, but can we talk for a bit?" Other times, God may be preparing us for a challenge or a new season in our lives. In the book of Acts, we read about Paul and Silas, who were imprisoned and yet prayed and sang hymns at midnight, Acts 16 verse 25. Their praise and worship in the darkest of places led to a miraculous intervention by God, and their chains were broken. God may also be using the still of the night to speak to us about our fears and anxieties. In Psalm 34 verse 4, David writes, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears." When we're awake at night, it's an opportunity to bring our fears and worries to God, to cast our cares upon him, and to trust in his goodness and sovereignty. Lastly, God may be keeping us up at night to prompt us to pray for others. In Ephesians 6 verse 18, Paul encourages us to pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. Perhaps God is burdening us to intercede for a friend, family member, or even an enemy who needs his love and grace. So the next time you find yourself lying awake at night, wondering why God is keeping you up, remember that he has a purpose and a plan. It may be to draw you closer to himself, to prepare you for a challenge, to speak to your fears, or to prompt you to pray for others. Instead of trying to go back to sleep, take a moment to listen, to pray, and to trust in his goodness. You never know what blessings and surprises he may have in store for you. The midnight hour, a time of reflection. In Psalm 119 verse 62, David writes, "At midnight I rise to give you thanks, to declare your steadfast love and your faithfulness." David understood that the midnight hour was a time for reflection, a time to acknowledge God's presence and provision in his life. Just like David, we can use this time to reflect on our lives, our relationships, and our walk with God. The stillness of the night can be a powerful catalyst for introspection and self-examination. As we lie awake, we can ask ourselves questions like, "What am I grateful for? What are my greatest fears and anxieties, and how can I surrender them to God? How have I lived for God's glory today? What relationships in my life need attention and prayer? What areas of my life need repentance and renewal?" In the quiet of the night, we can also reflect on God's character and promises. We can meditate on scriptures like Psalm 103 verse 17. "But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children." We can declare his faithfulness, just as David did, and trust in his goodness and sovereignty. The midnight hour can be a sacred time, a time to reconnect with our Creator and refocus our hearts on what truly matters. So, the next time you find yourself awake at midnight, take a moment to reflect, to give thanks, and to declare God's steadfast love and faithfulness. You never know what insights and blessings may come from this time of quiet reflection. The still, small voice. In 1 Kings 19 verses 11 to 13, Elijah experiences a dramatic encounter with God on Mount Horeb. After a powerful wind, an earthquake, and a fire, Elijah hears a still, small voice. the gentle whisper of God's presence. Sometimes, God wakes us up at night to speak to us in that still, small voice. It's a reminder that He is always with us, guiding us and directing us. In the stillness of the night, we can hear God's gentle whisper more clearly. It's a time when the distractions of the day are silenced, and we can tune our hearts to His frequency. The still, small voice may come as a gentle nudge, a soft whisper, or a quiet impression. It may be a reminder of His love, a guidance for a decision, or a comfort in a difficult season. Just as Elijah needed to listen carefully to hear the still, small voice, we too must quiet our minds and hearts to hear God's gentle whisper. We can do this by being still and silent, allowing ourselves to settle into God's presence, listening for the gentle whisper, rather than waiting for a loud and dramatic voice, trusting that God is always with us, guiding us and directing us, responding to His gentle whisper with obedience and trust. In the still, small voice, we find comfort, guidance, and peace. We are reminded that God is our rock, our refuge, and our guide. So, the next time you're awake at night, take a moment to listen for the still, small voice. You never know what gentle whispers of love and guidance God may be speaking into your heart. The nighttime vigil. In the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul and his companion Silas are imprisoned in Philippi. Instead of despairing, they pray and sing hymns to God at midnight, Acts 16 verse 25. Their worship and trust in God lead to a miraculous deliverance. When we're awake at night, we can choose to use that time to pray, worship, and trust in God's goodness. Just like Paul and Silas, we can turn our nighttime wakefulness into a vigil of prayer and worship. We can pray for ourselves, our loved ones, and our community. Sing hymns and worship songs, lifting our voices to God. Read scripture and meditate on God's promises. Trust in God's sovereignty and goodness, even in difficult circumstances. By doing so, we can find comfort and peace in God's presence. Experience spiritual breakthroughs and insights. Witness miraculous deliverance and answers to prayer. Grow in our faith and intimacy with God. The nighttime vigil is an opportunity to meet with God, to pour out our hearts, and to trust in His love and care. So, the next time you're awake at night, take a moment to pray, worship, and trust in God's goodness. You never know what miracles and blessings may come from your nighttime vigil. The Dark Night of the Soul. St. John of the Cross, a 16th century mystic, wrote about the dark night of the soul, a period of spiritual dryness and struggle. This experience can be painful, but it's also an opportunity for growth and purification. When we're struggling in the darkness, we can cry out to God like the psalmist, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord." Psalm 130 verse 1. The dark night of the soul can manifest in various ways, such as feeling disconnected from God's presence, struggling with doubts and fears, experiencing spiritual dryness and apathy, facing difficult circumstances and trials. But in this darkness, there is hope. We can cry out to God, pouring out our hearts and struggles, trust in His goodness and sovereignty, even when we can't see or feel Him. Seek guidance from spiritual mentors and scriptures. Practice self-reflection, repentance, and surrender. Through this process, we can deepen our faith and trust in God, develop greater empathy and compassion for others, discover new depths of God's love and grace, emerge stronger, wiser, and more radiant, like gold refined in the fire. Remember, the dark night of the soul is not a punishment, but an invitation to intimacy and growth. So, if you find yourself in the darkness, take heart and cry out to God. He is always with you, even in the depths. The promise of dawn. In the midst of darkness, there is always hope. The prophet Isaiah reminds us, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." Isaiah 9 verse 2. When God wakes us up at night, He may be preparing us for a new dawn, a new season of light and hope. Just as the darkness of night gives way to the brightness of morning, so too can our struggles and challenges make way for new life and purpose. God may be using the darkness to prepare us for a breakthrough or a new opportunity. Refine us, like silver, to reflect His glory. Teach us to trust in His goodness and sovereignty. Show us the beauty of His presence, even in the darkest of times. As we wait for the dawn, we can hold on to hope, knowing that God is always working for our good. Pray for the light of His presence to shine in our lives. Trust that He is preparing us for a new season of growth and blessing. Declare, like the psalmist, "Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning." Psalm 30 verse 5. The promise of dawn is a reminder that our darkness is not permanent. God is always working to bring us into the light, to reveal His glory in our lives, and to fill us with His joy and peace. So, even in the darkest of nights, hold on to hope and wait for the dawn. Beautifully said. You've perfectly summarized the message of hope and encouragement. Yes, the next time we find ourselves awake at night, let's remember that God may be trying to communicate with us, guide us, or comfort us. Whether it's a time for reflection, a still, small voice, a nighttime vigil, a dark night of the soul, or a promise of dawn, God is always with us, working everything out for our good, Romans 8 verse 28. May we learn to embrace these moments of wakefulness as opportunities to connect with our loving Father, to grow in our faith, and to trust in His goodness and sovereignty. And may we rest assured that even in the darkest of nights, God's promise of dawn is always on the horizon, bringing with it new life, new hope, and a brighter future. Psalm 119 verse 62 says, "At midnight I rise to give you thanks, to declare your steadfast love and your faithfulness." This verse is a beautiful expression of devotion and gratitude to God, even in the still of the night. It shows that the psalmist's love for God is not limited to the daylight hours, but extends into the darkness, where they rise to give thanks and declare God's steadfast love and faithfulness. It's a powerful reminder to cultivate a habit of prayer and praise, even in the quiet moments of the night. Here is the text of 1 Kings 19 verses 11 to 13. Verse 11, "The Lord said, 'Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by.'" Verse 12, "Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire." Verse 13, "And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?'" Acts 16 verse 25 says, "About midnight Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them." This verse shows the powerful example of Paul and Silas, who even in the midst of imprisonment and hardship, chose to pray and sing hymns to God. Their worship and trust in God was so contagious that it impacted the other prisoners, and ultimately led to a miraculous intervention by God, resulting in their freedom. It's a beautiful reminder of the power of prayer, worship, and trust in God, even in the darkest of times. Psalm 130 verse 1 says, "Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord." This verse is a beautiful expression of the psalmist's cry for help and rescue from the depths of their struggles and suffering. It's a raw and honest prayer that acknowledges the darkness and desperation of their situation, while also expressing trust and hope in God's ability to deliver them. The phrase, "out of the depths," suggests a sense of being at the bottom of a pit, with no obvious way out. And yet the psalmist cries out to God, demonstrating their faith and dependence on Him. Isaiah 9 verse 2 says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." This verse is a beautiful prophecy of hope and redemption, declaring that those who were once walking in darkness and living in the shadow of death have seen a great light. It's a promise that God's light has dawned on those who were once in darkness, bringing hope, salvation, and new life. This verse is often seen as a prophecy of the coming of Jesus, who is the light of the world, and who brings hope and redemption to all who put their trust in Him. Romans 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." This verse is a powerful declaration of God's sovereignty and goodness, assuring us that He is always working for our good, even in the midst of challenging circumstances. It's a reminder that God is always in control, and that He is able to take even the darkest of situations and turn them into something good. This verse has brought comfort and hope to countless believers throughout history and continues to be a source of encouragement and strength in times of need. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances. For the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.